Good morning.
Good morning.
All you wonderful people out there. And good morning in here to Luigi and B. And as usual. And to Peter Anderschitz and Mona, who are here with us this morning. Thanks for coming. We just had a pre-session. And today we would like to focus on the question again of bridging polarities.
Dissolving polarities.
More fluid.
And Mona and Peter are here because they've experienced and worked with processes in the Dreamcatchers, both of you, right?
Yeah.
And Mona also in L'Avenir. So there's been a lot of experience in your lives and in your work and in your hearts on what happens when we're building the city, what polarities pop up, and maybe also what helps to dissolve them. So on the journey till now, the one question that kept on showing its head again was, what's the gap? The gap between the harmony and the agreement when people meet, when our villains meet and exchange and speak like we do here at the radio, but like we all do outside all the time. And we actually all experience that there is a big agreement if we take the time to speak, and that there is an underlying yes to how we want to build the city. And then this reality on the ground and in the planning offices and in the forests and on the roads, that there is a clash, that there is a deep gap and a deep division in the polarities on what are the priorities, the green versus the road, the high-rise buildings versus the little organic settlements that have grown. And it seems this polarity is not, it has us in its grip. It seems like we can't overcome it, but why? Why is this seeming contradiction there that blocks us from really actually going and doing it, creating the city? And how can we get around it on the ground, not only in the radio, not only in the right. nice meetings we have or interactions or in a bubble like the Dreamcatchers, but really, truly in our common collective reality?
Yeah. Thank you for giving this direction of the reflection. And in fact, the spirit of all this exercise has been and continues to be to see how not only dissolve polarities through deep dialogue, consistent reflection, but also to see if at a certain moment there are practical solutions through all this, because we don't want to spend our life around a microphone. We want to also see something on the ground, manifest
Absolutely.
Something.
Yes, yes. We're waiting for it.
We are waiting for something.
And it's 2013.
Right.
And
yeah,
it's time to manifest something big.
Yes.
So in that spirit, how to manifest in a joyful way, how to find the key of a joyful transformation and not the pain of transformation. It's easy to say it again, but how to find something where, no, we have the joy to build the city, everything has at its own place, and there is space for everything from the most different experiences. Yeah. How to unblock the key of the future. How to find that key?
Well, I think the energy is here for that now, in this new year. We've been through so much.
Yeah.
I think the experience has shown us that now we can do it.
It's true that there are from many different angles, a radius only one stream, but in many different angles in our will, the need of this new oxygen is coming up through different movement, and there is a demand of a concrete unity. But when our focus is about the physical manifestation of the city, how to found a common ground which is inclusive and which is not creating that usual
I think pain. One thing that's helping us is that the rest of the world is doing it to a certain extent. And we have Peter, who just came back from Berlin, and he has seen things happening there. And we have all, you know, because of the internet, we're all connected to all these developments that are happening. And that particular pressure, almost a peer pressure on Oroville to move forward and to, you know, get with it. That's something that is emerging.
I would like to ask Peter if that comment of Bees just now triggers something in you that you want to share with us and with everybody.
Yeah, immediately comes to my mind regarding that link, that missing link, that maybe, just coming now to my mind, maybe the world out there has not even such a fantastic vision, an integral vision as we have, that they are more focused on the link. And that they're working on that, and that you can see in management new practices, in communication new practices, everywhere, wisdom from everywhere and experiences come together to get out of deadlocks, which they are on their own ground are experiencing everywhere. If you are not getting forward to unlock, for example, collective intelligence, you are doomed. You cannot make even business, you know, you are out. So or you play the hierarchical way wherever it is fitting, no doubt about it, but it is not sustainable for certain things. So this is happening in the world, and I feel in Berlin is a particular place where lots of experimentations can happen. For many reasons, space, historical reasons, spirit. So that's for me always very intriguing to see what is happening here is exactly the same what's happening there and vice versa, on a certain, from a certain perspective. And what came also to my mind regarding that link and the big dream and where we are all together, I think, for example, about an icon like French Revolution, democracy, an icon like our galaxy, or even the icon like luminosity as a project of a dream project. When it comes down to reality, you are facing this gap because we didn't cultivate it here. We didn't cultivate techniques and possibilities to unlock this missing link, to bring some fantastic vision or a dream down into the next layers of mental organization, of physical execution, etc. And then we have a society where hierarchical means of he is the boss and he tells you what to do and you should do it, and if you don't do it, you are either in prison or you are out, doesn't work here. So we don't get anywhere. No, elsewhere things can be enforced. Here it is very difficult. And this is for me intriguing. Like, for example, I just participate in a workshop on collective intelligence. There's this Frenchman coming here to Oroville, giving his expertise, offering what he knows. Or we picked up, some of us, this dream-catching thing. I now in Berlin, Dragon Dreaming, did a workshop on that. So these are all techniques where, I would say it in one word, where the magic of Matrimandia, which is silence, is introduced in your daily work. That was my, maybe this was for me the key aha about the dream catchers. that out of silence and a stress-free sharing, where nobody wants to be the winner, and no preconceived agendas are there, and no result is fixed, something can happen which is magic.
Wow.
This I can say, really. The rest is work and cultivating and doing it and exploring it. And with democracy, I mentioned it the same thing. I found it right that those people who want to do something, who know how to do it, and they have, of course, a very critical comment on the residence assembly and this chatting box, which goes nowhere. We never learned it. Yeah. And since the French Revolution to today, one should find ways where collective intelligence can really find a discipline and goes through a learning process where the individuals are lifted up because the many, they do it. I mean, we are here for unity and diversity. The many, not just the few who say that's the way. That will not work, no?
No.
So this is my
Thanks.
Take.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Mona?
Yeah, I can take that forward or comment further on that because for me, Dreamcatchers is exactly what Peter put it in a nice way, is that it gave a kind of space which was safe. And I think for me personally, what it did, it was like a healing experience because in Auroville, we tend to, you know, when we work for a long period of time and we have teams and groups and eventually you realize everything is not what you thought, you know, that you could or you would achieve. And then you kind of tend to go in your own shell, and it's a nice, comfortable space that you can remain there, which is also nice. You need it from time to time. But when Dreamcatchers was started, it was actually the idea was to bridge or like, you know, to what you said, to remove
dissolve polarities.
And now that you've started on this unity drive again, which I think that's what I like to call what you're trying to do now, in a way to, you know, bring people forward again and see. But Dreamcatchers, what Peter said, what I would like to say is that what it requires is time. And, you know, this is what we took 4 years to kind of evolve what we, you know, we were, of course, constantly evolving, but what when we ended about 4 years ago, it was a process of 4 years that had gone on. And it's a lot of time which we gave. And I think this is one of the things that we don't always have the leisure of having time when we are planning and we're in a hurry and everything has to be decided, money is there and decisions have to be taken. So that's a thing we don't know how to resolve. I don't know, because Dreamcatchers, what it did was meeting every week and just sitting there in that silence and just allowing something higher to come was something which really, it created a safe space. It did not alienate anybody, because that's what very often what happens in Auroville. Groups are created and the others feel left out and they're not heard or they don't have a voice. So that, I thought, was very interesting about Dreamcatchers, that it didn't threaten anybody, it didn't alienate anybody. And what I see today after 4 years is that what we did is we kind of seeded Auroville with ideas. You know, a lot of people said afterwards, but, you know, it had no execution power. It was just ideas that were floating and, you know. But I, you know, the fact that we're still sitting here after 4 years discussing Dreamcatchers when we haven't actually had any kind of, you know, dreamcatching sessions since about at least 3 years, as far as I remember, is because we seeded Auroville with ideas. And the beauty was that it was not anybody's ideas. It was everybody's ideas, you know. And that means everybody could take it, run with it, and if it fell on the right fertile ground, it morphed into something else. It was not necessarily what was started in Dreamcatchers, but, and I can give you, you know, several examples that has happened. Or like Peter said, in Berlin, you know, he's talking about his dragon dreaming. Okay, And I conducted a workshop, which was, you know, co-creating cafe, which took off from dream catching, and then we got that on board and trying to introduce that in schools in of architecture or other places. So there are many ways that, you know, it kind of took fruition. It went, you know, in Oroville, and I felt that was very interesting about dream catching. But looking at today's Oroville, you know, after my Lavinia experience of 2 years, which happened between dream catching and after that, I feel I joined Lavinia still with the hope that, you know, this collective intelligence and this finding the highest common factor would work in a team. And it was really my big hope that we would be able to find something like that. But I realized that everybody has to be willing and open, and the time has to be given for that. And although everybody is very, you know, like we said before, when we meet on the roads, when we meet on a one-to-one level, we all feel very connected. And I really think this is, you know, our larger family, because everybody has left their own family, their own culture, their own countries, and have come here. So we definitely connect at that level a lot. We are all idealists in a certain sense. And there's definitely that red thread that runs through all of us, which connects us. But then when it comes to the work, I think it's necessary to have the, you know, what Luigi was saying before, how can we create all this with joy and without suffering? I think that it's what I would like to call is voluntary suffering, because I think we've all put ourselves in that situation. And I think it's necessary to suffer, because it's not, but that's why I call it voluntary suffering. You know, it's a conscious suffering. It's a, but you need this suffering in order to grow. In order, you need these clashes, and I think that's the beauty, in a way, of Oroville, the challenge and the beauty of Oroville, the privilege of Oroville, in a certain sense.
You can elaborate on that.
You mean suffering with a smile.
Suffering with a smile,
you
exactly.
You can elaborate on that. It's a beautiful definition to elaborate.
So, yeah,
then it's really not suffering.
No, exactly. But, yeah, it's a very interesting. I mean, I think Oroville is in a brink, you know, 45 years almost. Yeah, now
yes,
2013.
More, yeah.
And really, we are. Perhaps people have said it before when they were 40 years and when we were 35 years, but we constantly feel that we are on a brink of something. You know, either we're going to make it or we're going to not make it. And of course, deep inside, we all believe we're going to make it. But how do we make it? You know, and I do see a lot of these, you know, bureaucratic procedures. You know, we don't know how to deal with things because we haven't really, like Peter was saying, we haven't developed any structures to deal with. So we're just kind of blindly following whatever we already know from our past experiences, but we haven't really managed to find that the way of planning Oroville in a very different manner, you know. We still, every time in Lavinia, I felt that also, you know, we just, because we can't, we don't know how to go forward, then we just take whatever the last, you know, resort, whatever we have in our consciousness as possibility, we kind of manifest that. But it's not really our highest that is manifesting.
Thank you. I have a lot of questions right now listening then to you all. I'm going to try to put them all into one. So what I heard was Peter talking about his experience of focusing on the link instead of where do we want to be, what do we want to do, where are we coming from, where are we on where's the connection, how can the connection look like, and that there are a lot of processes that help to focus on the link, and by focusing on that link, it happens, things happen, and the collective intelligence which says it's more than the individual truth, yeah, the collective truth, the collective intelligence, it's more than yours and yours and yours and yours and mine. It's more than that. One of them is silence, what I heard you say. To put silence in the center of conversation and processes is a very powerful tool. And then all these other tools, which many of us know about, that they can really bring about a different energy and a different way of working together, planning together. And that's a real experience. That's something you've done and seen. And then in that same streak, Mona, I heard you say that
you've also experienced it in Auroville. Both of you have experienced it in Auroville in the Dreamcatchers to a certain extent, right? And thought process interrupted because of water glass.
Refreshment time. Okay. Refreshment time. Yes, carry on.
And then another experience of the Lavenir working group, where somehow these processes, these tools, these do not manage to put their roots in, and it doesn't seem to work. And my question is, and also the circular mono, what you described, we've been at this point where we say now, something will change, we'll manage now, so many times over. So my question is, why does it seem so difficult to play with processes and tools like dream catchers, like dragon dreaming, like World Cafe, whatever, there are so many, that this toolbox is open and it's full. Why is it so seemingly impossible to bring these tools into the Auroville working groups, into Lavenir, into the working committee, into the council, into FAMC? When Mercedes Benz is doing it, and when you know, everybody and the little hippie communities are doing it, and everybody out there seems to be doing it, or they're doing the hierarchy thing, as you're saying, Peter, but they're doing it because they believe in it, and we don't. In Auroville, we don't. It's our vision to go away from the Western organization of things and law and order in that manner. So why, that's the question for me, why is it so hard to try something different?
Shall I try to?
No, can I?
No, please, yeah.
I have not the answer, but I have only a reflection.
Really? Come on. Give it to us. Luigi, give us that answer.
For once, I don't have the formula B. Sorry to disappoint you.
Next time.
Next time, maybe.
Share your reflection with us.
No, my reflection is... My reflection is, after sharing all your reflection, which I concur, your question, is that the different energy field which Auroville represents is not only try to evolve a collective intelligence, and which, you know, I have been one of the people to bring here also even the recent experience and see the result, how it resonates with Auroville, but also see the limitation of all this, or at least the incompleteness of all this, because we have to deal with collective consciousness. The world is big, and it can inflate us, it can lose us, but it's about search for collective consciousness, and it's one step different, slightly different, while respecting all these techniques which are popping up all over the world right now. One exercise which we should not escape or it has been to look at the governance of Auroville on the light of the 12th quality of Mother. The exercise we did recently, maybe a little bit Elvira, has been incredibly powerful, because we were able to connect through our core values. And it brought us one step higher, exactly from collective intelligence to a search. I didn't want to put it again in a box for a consciousness, a search for a collective consciousness. If we are able to go more deep into this exercise in relation to our governance, in relation to our development, in relation to all the aspect of manifestation, no? which is the big question right now. Mm. If we can not only talk about, not only share about, but carry that aspect of sincerity, those aspects of receptivity, those aspects of goodness, and so on and so on.
Gratitude.
Courage.
Yes. Exactly. Humility. Aspiration. Humility. That's so nice. You see the beauty, the power, and translate this into our development, maybe then there can be an open door for our collective consciousness. The other tool, I don't want to minimize, they are good, they are excellent, but we have a tool at home which is fantastic. How to use that into and put it more at the center of our manifestation, because these are the power of manifestation of the Shakti energy into the creation. If we connect at that wavelength, I wonder if the key is not somewhere there.
I think Mona said that about the red line. Yeah. She called it a red line. I call it the red thread.
The gold thread.
To get the gold thread. Okay.
Each one has his own definition.
That's what Dilip does also, no? He's drawing.
Shall we debate on that?
We don't have to debate.
It's golden red.
Luigi, but can you give a practical example?
A practical example is, for example, how can we express humility into our development? How? From take the excitement of the day. Trees or not trees on the right of ways. Trees or not trees, how we go about the lake and the valuable trees which are there. How we go about the new park and the four park we have on the Crown Road. I can give you practical example, or the traffic. A change of traffic and make it more eco-friendly and not the present growing, polluting sound and air polluting aspect. How to apply values like humility or receptivity into a practical work? For me, if you take the environment and the development, and if we create the correct ground, I am sure, one, we will find the common values that we came here for the dream of the mother, for implementing that. I don't think anyone will dispute the dream, will dispute the charter, how to be a true Aurovillian, where it implies that we have to dig deeper to find the essential unity of between us, which we know is there. We know in the crucial moment we are one. We beat as one heart. But we know that we divide the moment we go out to plant a trees or to make a road. So if we get that core, and we say, now, how we deal with all this problem of development? Because it's there. Now we are at the bottleneck. And what we have come about is not theoretical, it's territorial. Here, this around this table, we have seen very clearly people holding or taking care, because it's also a very positive aspect, of 50 acres on the Crown Road, of 20 acres on the other corner, of 17 acres there, all over where the development now, the collective services are coming. So it's not minor. If we can find, I conclude, if we can find, and you have gone through, and you know what it means, because the point is not just meandering, there are trees everywhere. It's not that by saying, no, geometric, you just meander. There are trees everywhere. So how to put the sense, to rediscover the sense of the beauty of the collective body, which uplifts the individual, not crush the individual, and how to find that humility, spirit, or that other aspect, the generosity, in which there is no more suffering and you are happy to develop, at the same time you respect the environment. There must be a possibility.
Yeah, I feel still you are right. And I feel also right what you say about the limitation of the collective or its own field, which it covers up, and where something is coming, and where the individual work in the humility is an individual achievement or not, comes in. But what I'm still missing is the missing link. And the missing link is in between, because we are still on the meta level, yeah? And between the dream, the essential, we all, where we are all united, I feel, at least the goodwill is there, yeah? To break it down into something where this unity can grow. For example, I was waiting after the new Lavinia came, yeah? I was really waiting, actually, as an initiation was my, maybe wrong assuming that from the Oroville Council or the working committee, that this is the moment to look at the whole once again, because the dream is there, the city vision is there, but to break it down into into unity in itself. For example, the link between FAMC, just to name the icons, yeah, entry, town planning,
housing,
etc. They are not linked. Yeah, we are full of contradictions, and what you say is right. We are battling about trees and crowns, etc., on the micro level, because we did not at all address the macro level on the practical level, not on the meta level. So there's this missing link, and this missing link I can see, for example, and there for me vision is still coming in, and collective consciousness comes in, to have really take the time and to brainstorm over years or a full year these topics one by one and then together, to see what can the essential quality tell us about the reality regarding all these topics which are so important. No? And then we can talk about town planning before we have fragmented issues where nobody looks through, really, like everywhere in the world, nobody understands anything anymore. Yeah, and with all the computers and all the great, yeah, nobody understands anymore what's going on with the money. Yeah, and here seems the same development happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And for example, the money issue is a fundamental issue, and the communication issue is another blocked flow of issue where we are not getting forward, and there are these missing links. And there we have to make an effort to open up the space and to look at the essential. Oroville belongs to nobody in particular, but to live in Oroville you have to be servitor of the divine consciousness.
Yeah, what does
so
it
what
mean?
Does it mean?
Gosh.
Yeah.
And this has to reflect. And then Oroville becomes also more convincing. Yeah, so many people I'm talking to here or somewhere else, and they're impressed, but they are also shocked by the contradictions and the blindness or the looking away of the contradictions. Let's say it like
the
this.
Arrogance.
Yeah.
Arrogance.
Yeah.
That's the
ignorant
right word.
Ignorance. Ignorant arrogance. Yeah. Yeah. And this is because if we could bloom, if we would be opening up there and consider, there is a difference between this beautiful, fantastic meta level of vision which we have and the reality.
Yeah.
That's enough for a moment.
Before Luigi goes, you have to go, no? Luigi?
Yeah, in 8 minutes.
Okay. No, I wanted to say that, Dreamcatchers is about the process, and that I think you've debated quite a lot about in these talks about process versus end product, you know, which one and how do we want to go about this in Oroville. But today what just came to me while we were talking is it's not just about how, it's also about who is taking these decisions. And I think the people who join our teams and our groups, this is a big challenge because very few people come forward to actually join these groups because it's a lot of time-consuming affair, but it's also about having a certain commitment. It's about how you look at Oroville and where you want to put your energy, you know, and whether you have the capacity. But what I would, you know, this is a question for me. I don't know, but how is it that after 45 years, we've not managed to find even, you know, say 7 to 9 wise people in Oroville who can actually, you know, take decisions and guide this community. We have a problem with leadership, no doubt. But the thing is, when Mother was there, it was easy. One person who could decide everything. And, you know, even then there were problems because people were misunderstanding or misquoting or whatever. But I think I mean, I don't, you know, we're just proliferating teams and groups and meetings, and we're just, it's amazing how horrible, and that's why we don't have an overview, because nobody knows. One arm doesn't know, what do you say, the left arm doesn't know what the right arm is doing, and things like that is common. It's happening all over the world, and we're just doing the same. But if we could find, you know, these kind of, I don't know, seven people, I know there could be people like that. When you talk individually, you feel, you know, this person has a capacity in this particular field. And if seven different people with seven different capacities, maybe 12 different people with 12 different, representing 12 different capacities come together and we hand over, you know, we say, you do this for 1 year. You run it and see where can we bring the changes, whether it's with the right processes, whether it's the right decision making or whatever. But like this, we're going nowhere. We're just making Oroville so bureaucratic. And I think with this 2,200 people don't know how to govern themselves. Basically.
Leadership cannot be elected in Oroville. That's my...
No, this is not, I'm not talking about election. I'm talking about selection.
A true leadership evolves out of a process which is more mature. And then leadership can work, really.
But isn't and
that then we don't need... anymore the collective.
But that notion of leadership,
no,
though, I wouldn't accept,
yeah.
Because this is about self-realization. Oroville is about self-realization of the individual. And it's completely different.
No, leadership in the sense of execution. If you get into the level of execution, there must be leadership. It's very clear.
No, that's organization.
Yeah.
That's organization.
Yeah, that's what
you
I
see.
Mean.
And, yeah. And okay. That's where we're lacking so much.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, there. I mean, you brought up so many incredible questions that we can talk about, but there's just one thing that bothers me a bit. It's this thing about time. Where people say, no, we have to stop everything, go back, reflect, get the perfect idea, and put it in. I mean, we know that won't work either. And I think we can make some... It's not the question of chronological time. It's not the chronos. It's the other time. It's the time when the time is right. And when the time is right, we can move very quickly. And the collective, through communication, through these processes, can instantly... say, okay, we do this, and everybody's with it, and we've seen it. We've seen it happen in Oroville, and we can get to that state again. So we want to create the link. Okay, you said focus on the link, and the link is that what we were just calling the gold thread. It's the value, the values that we share. So we go back to the values, whether we use the 12 qualities, whatever is appealing to the community, we go with that. And then the diversity, the colors of the community all come together to make that rainbow, to make that harmony. We can do it. We can
and
do
cultivating
it.
Tools.
Exactly. Yeah. But the tools are all here. As you said, the collective intelligence has come. We've got restorative circles. We've got all these things coming into Oroville. Everything that's in the world comes to Oroville. And if it's not here, you can go on your laptop and get it. You know what I mean?
And... it's beautiful that we rediscover the link and we strengthen the link. But you see the movement we all do is horizontal. There are also links which are vertical. There are links which are three-dimensional. There are many level of subtle and physical links.
Right.
Links. And I think, isn't it? All pluridimensional aspect we have to be explored in its totality, in holistic aspect, isn't it?
Right.
And for me, we have everything at home. And the links are not for the links. The links are in order to get a baby, in order to deliver something, in order to create a cradle for humanity, not maybe for us. We are only just the carpenter.
Yes.
But to create a cradle, a vibration field where something new can come about. For me, this is what drives us here.
Yes.
Not only just make the link.
So
just
we're asking, why are we not doing it?
We are doing.
We are doing.
I am convinced
that's right.
That we are doing.
Okay, we're doing.
With all our limitation, with all our contradiction, Oroville is growing. We are growing because it's solvitur ambulando. The question is why we don't make this ambulando faster.
Exactly.
Oh, really? Why? No,
why? By 40 years, because it's going very slow.
No.
And my understanding, we will debate this 58. I have 2 minutes. I am really sorry, now it's getting to the core, but we can meet again. Why we have different tempo? Because the question, we touch it well in other meetings, is that there are people here who want as tempo, which is really immobile. Mm. Other want to walk, to have a tempo which is slow cycling. Another who wants a faster things. How to make this tempo in one tune? But sorry.
Mm. I hear a lot of layers here, and I just maybe I'll just summarize, and then we leave it for today, because I think when Luigi goes, we should wrap up. What I hear is a bit of what Peter was expressing. I hear the gap of the very high ideal, the vision of Orwell, the 12 qualities, humility, courage. They are very high, beautiful ideals that are very complex and need a deep exploration. They're high up. And our reality, where none of us is close to actually being there, you know, and Orwell is not close to being there at that vision. So I see again and again a certain shying back from a step-by-step process. It feels to me very often as if we need to be there right now, tomorrow, at the humility, at the courage, at the gratitude, at the vision of Orwell, and stuff like collective intelligence, dragon dreaming, these processes from outside are being put down in a way, not accepted, because they are just steps. They are not as high as the vision given to us, which they are not. And for me personally, as an Orwellian, as an Arias member, in my experience, this is our biggest challenge. One of the biggest challenges. We don't want to go small steps. We want to take leaps, which I think as a collective, maybe some individuals are ready for that. As a collective, we are not. So I wish personally we could start on a step-by-step journey and see maybe a leap comes at one point once we start going small steps. The other thing, the groups, is trust, the leadership. Yeah. Trust has eroded through the whole growing to a certain number of people, going into dynamics of hierarchy, oligarchy, non-transparency, non-communication, that has eroded trust within our governance fabric so far that, again, there we need a step-by-step process. Before a council of seven and the trust that that means is possible, we need to be together, all one, again, and start trusting each other. And when that happens, then I think the Council of Seven is possible. But so for me, I would like to, maybe we could next time explore step by step the challenge of small steps.
The step by step we can explore.
Yeah.
But I frankly, you have to allow that there may be different perception than what you just elaborated right now. Because don't forget that blessed are those who take a jump towards the future. And please,
without breaking the
without
leg.
Any dogma, without any things,
yeah.
You can have both. You can have the step-by-step approach, but don't make it of the step-by-step one approach only one way. There are many ways where Auroville, many rivers of Auroville, we'll discuss another moment. Because on that is exactly where sometimes we don't concur.
Yeah, so maybe we should take that for the next session.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do we mean by step, and what do we mean by leaping towards the future? And can we do both? Sometimes leaping, sometimes doing step by
maybe
step.
It's not so different, depending on what the
small
steps are.
Like a kangaroo. Sometimes he makes steps, and then sometimes he takes a leap.
Okay.
Kangaroo. Please excuse me.
How we Thank can you, prepare Luigi. The jump.
Exactly. I love both.
How we can salvitur ambulando.
Exactly.
Well, or maybe
jumpitur ambulando.
If you're at the edge of a crevice, maybe a small step is the leap. You know,
yeah,
it can be
exactly.
The same.
Otherwise, you die.
Can we debate on this next time?
Thanks, Luigi.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Now
Luigi.
You are free to say anything.
Oh, God. Maybe we can edit that one out. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, Elvira.
I want to also thank Lee and Elvira and Luigi that you're going on with this. You know, whatever little steps we make towards this is important. We don't know where it will go, but It's great you're giving it energy.
Well, we're following up on the seeds the dream catchers have sown. You know?
And this kind of series could not have been planned.
No, no, it this happened. Is all happened spontaneously.
This is a flow, and we're going on because the flow is there, no? Yeah, it's not like an effort or we should or we have to, but it's just like, yeah, let's do one more.
Yeah, that's how dream catchers happen. It was just a flow, and we didn't know, you know, where we're going.
Well, what I also wanted really to, know. But there, today was not the time. Another question would have been, why did it stop?
Yeah, we should look at that.
And a really important question, and to bring things to look.
Because it's a symptom of many things.
Why I thought he was good. Oh, I thought it's finished.
Okay. Oh,
you
okay.
Finish it off then.
No, we just say goodbye for the moment.
Yeah. We'll be back on air again.
Yes. See you next week.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Hear you next week.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for coming. Nice.